Hello and welcome to this week's episode of
Advice for Your Besties.
Woo!
It's where we take some topics and some questions and we'll give you our thoughts and answers.
Great. What are we going to talk about this week, Lindsay?
You tell me.
I saw this thing. 15 examples of micro cheating in relationships.
Let's break it down and see if these are actually
Do you want true. Me to read them? Because I'm not the one currently in a relationship. And everything you're going to agree with. But how about this? If there's something that that was left off on this list.
Okay.
Why don't you chime in?
Okay.
To correspond secretly with someone.
Unless they're planning a birthday party, a surprise party. Then I think it's okay.
Okay. Meeting with someone without the knowledge of a partner.
Well, is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy. Well, whoever you're romantically interested in. They're implying that you're meeting with a romance partner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sketchy. I agree.
3, complaining about your partner to another person.
Honestly, isn't that just like, that happens sometimes. I bet you that Austin will complain about me sometimes, being like, oh my God, like she can't focus on one thing. Like she can't get it together. I feel like he would maybe like kind of sort of complain about or about like how messy I am.
I would cut a bitch if they were complaining about me to anyone. First of all, it's just I'm a little more private than that.
Right.
And it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
I complain I'm miserable with the unwritten rule that stays here in these four walls.
Yeah.
At least in my mind. Oh, I'd be so pissed. Okay. All right. Saying things such as, if I wasn't in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll cut your balls off.
I think it would be hilarious if you said it. If I wasn't married.
If I wasn't married, I always kind of say, like, if I never met Austin, I would be, like, traveling around Europe, and I would probably be a single lady, like, for a very long time. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you'd be single for a long time.
Yeah, I think I would. Or I'd have a boyfriend in, like, every country.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's now a direct flight from Denver to Istanbul?
Oh.
I was like.
Okay. I didn't know.
They just announced it this week.
Oh. That seems like right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt so real for a moment that nobody responded.
What do you mean?
Like, you could feel that. Okay, so I forwarded this to my friend that lives in Istanbul.
Uh-huh.
And I was like. And for a second, it takes your breath away. You're like, oh my God, I could go see this person.
Yeah.
You could have if you had to take a connecting flight.
Yeah, like nothing stopped you from going before.
I get the irony. But now that it was like, announcing Istanbul Air, a direct flight, starting at $500. And you're like, I could come see you.
Yeah. Nothing stopped you before, but now I feel like it's more of a sign of like you should go because there's no hindrance of maybe missing a flight connection. It's meant to be.
Hey, I'm going to be gone for about 10 days.
Yeah.
Can I use your frequent flyer miles, please? Thanks. Lindsay and I are going to Istanbul. And then you'll be like, Chelsea bought me a ticket.
I'm going to Istanbul.
There's no honesty anywhere.
Okay, what else do you have?
Keeping in touch with your exes. This one wants me to slam my, launch my phone at the wall.
Well, I think the only exception to this rule is that my husband's ex is like such a terrible person. An ex, we can't actually even get a hold of her. And we kind of need to get a hold of her because he is financially tied to her due to poor decision-making when he was like very young. So, you know, like whatever, that's fine. And I'm such a child bride. There's not really any like exes for him to like talk to. Like he has some and like his high school exes. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't count. So I don't care.
I cared.
It's fine with me.
It was in my top 3 things I couldn't get over in our relationship.
Mm. Like which ex, like ex-wife or like ex-girlfriends?
Ex-girlfriends. Mm. I was like, you should have married them then. I don't know why. Like, why didn't you pick them?
Yeah.
If you can't get over them. I mean, it's been like 20 years.
But like, do the ex-girlfriends now have new
men? And, you know, I don't know how long ago, but not that long ago, he was still like texting them. And I think rendezvousing and like getting together.
Oh.
And let's just assume they were hooking up.
Okay.
This is straight up. That is not a micro cheating. That is cheating.
I feel like there are some instances where you can still be friends with an ex.
No.
What if they were like.
No. No. There's a hard no. It's a capital N O period. It's not cool. I don't do. And the ones I do it with, there's shenanigans. There's implications. There's like emojis with hearts. There are heart emojis.
Okay, well, that's not good.
All of this is bad. Red, like hot red, wrong, in my opinion.
I think there could be a world in which, like, what if you dated someone just for, like...
Zero.
Like, I don't know, like, kind of a long time. It's just like, oh, it's just, I don't know.
No!
It wasn't good. We're just friends. Like, they okay, let me do,
literally, I just said child bride.
Yeah.
You have not experienced relationships as adults, and you collect them like shoes. You have to throw them out. Otherwise, they'll keep crawling back in.
Mm. Okay.
And it's very easy, and while maybe not intentional, to slip back into it. And they'll be like, remember that one time? Implication, implication, implication.
And then you trip and fall on their dick.
Yes! And the oopsies. Oh, man. That one gets me really... That triggers.
Yeah, that is a trigger. What else?
Making flirty jokes. Okay. Okay. Creating a profile and a dating site.
Oh, you know what Austin told me?
What?
He told me for entertainment and podcast show purposes that I should create a profile on dateriteonly.com.
He tried to say I should do that too.
Yeah. It's a very ultra conservative dating website. And it's like in the description, it's like, what's your favorite thing about America? It's like, we're a land built on liberty and freedom. And it's like, I'm looking for a woman who's fertile and who wants to have a family. And it's like all these, you know, mm-hmm. just like ultra conservative dudes. I feel like you could have a good time on there and just fuck with them.
I don't actually love that.
Why?
I like fucking with people in real time.
Oh.
Real life.
Oh.
I'm not as funny writing.
Yeah.
I think you'll get the full like enjoyment out of like seeing me tear you apart.
Would you date someone off that app?
Fuck no. No, absolutely not. No, because they're going to masquerade because they're not fucking around.
No.
They're real.
They're for real.
We're like- there to mess around. And with my goddamn luck, one would be like amazing, except for the fact that like he was there on January 6th.
Yeah.
Other than that one thing. And I'd be like, no, I can. It's okay. He was just showing his ultimate patriotism. And then I'm going to start making excuses for him being like, all the bad things. And you'd be like, he's right. He's got a Confederate flag. No, you know, he just likes those colors. They just happen to be. Come on. I'm not flirting with the devil. I know. It's like drinking. I wasn't an alcoholic. I just had a problem. I'm going to do the same thing here. I am not. I am powerless over. Like,
be like, but like, where was he on January 6th? Like, was he in the Capitol?
Or was he like walking? He was walking like, on the steps.
Like, was he in the building? Yeah. Like, it's fine. He wasn't like in.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need to be doing here.
You're like, I'll explain that away.
I just know myself. I could fall in love with the wall if I think there's even a chance of the wall liking me. I'm so desperate. Okay, ready?
All right, yep.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Okay.
Telling someone that you're single when you're not.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, I love that game.
Why do you love that game?
I don't really love it, but I was forced to accept it when I found out all of Denver was hearing that I was divorced from the source.
It really is a game because you never know like who thinks you're single and who doesn't think you're single. I'm always caught off guard. Like whenever we encounter someone like, I'm so sorry about your divorce. And we're like, mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. You really don't know. They're little Easter eggs all around town.
And then hopefully I don't have water in my mouth that I'm about to spit out from laughing.
It's happened to us like 3 times.
I know.
It's happened to me maybe a dozen times.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say that's like 6 at least.
Yeah.
It is startling.
It is. But then you went to a birthday party jointly, you and your roommate. So now people kind of think you're like back on the scene.
Yeah.
Together.
Because these people can't wrap your head around the fact that they told me I should start calling him my housemate.
Oh. Not roommate. Housemate. Right.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
He's my flatmate.
Why? Call him my housemate. Who gives a shit what we call him? This guy that pays the rent and all my bills, every breath I take? That guy that I don't have to sleep with? Amazing.
My companion.
In the kitchen, he brings me coffee in bed, and then the taxes, he gets to come into the bathroom and stare at me naked for like once every 6 weeks. And I swear he's inspecting to make sure there's no bruises. This one time there was a bruise, and he's like, you have a bruise on your body. I was like, how did that get there? I have no idea. Saturday morning. And I was just like, housemate gets a little peeky peek.
Yeah.
Thanks. Can you buy me clothes later?
Thanks. Ugh. He's inspecting your body just to make sure. He's like, she's still a size 4.
Yes! Yes! That is 100% true. Because the man knows my size better than I know my size. What is with my people knowing me better than I know myself?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Do you want to hear more?
Yeah, let me just get the
couple. Okay, let me just read the rest.
Okay.
Sending someone pictures of yourself. Having a secret friendship. Discussing your intimate desires with someone who is not your partner. Ugh. Following inappropriate accounts on Instagram, giving your phone number to a stranger, turning someone else to meet your needs when the relationship is unstable. This is a reminder to be faithful to your significant other. The fuck does this account care about me?
The end.
The end. Period. Thank you. The end. I've been known to do that at the end of a set because I don't know how to end it. So I'm like, the end.
The end. Yeah, those last few, I'm like, yeah, duh. Those are red flags. So.
They're more than red flags. Mm-hmm. They're like, blood is going to be drawn. You're fucked.
I think the moral of the story is that, like, you should just have a housemate that gets a little sneaky peek every 6 weeks and go on and live your life.
Go ahead and stare at my naked body. That's fine. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for the deposit in my account. Mm-hmm. I'm Venmo later.
Well, thank you for listening. The end. Make sure you follow us wherever you get your podcasts at SoFire Pod. Leave us a 5-star review about how amazing we are. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.